Dr. Saber telling office note on patient Dennett McMahon, D-E-N-E-T-T-E, McMahon, M-C-M-A-H-O-N. Date of birth is 3/21/1976. Date of service is 11/9/2023. Per paragraph, the patient is 47-year-old African-American female. Was referred to see me for recurrent urinary tract infection. Past medical history includes the following one: venous insufficiency, next recurrent UTIs, next irritable bladder, next atrophic vaginitis, has been followed by Methodist urology, had cystoscopy and vaginoscopy, period, next benign bladder tumor extraction, next hypothyroidism, next seasonal allergies. Period paragraph, past surgical history includes total hysterectomy in 2003, Roux-en-Y gastric bypass surgery 2014, cystoscopy and vaginoscopy, period. Allergies, is allergic to doxycycline, contrast containing iodine, and timolol. Social history: patient is married, has two grown-up kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She does help disabled people find jobs. Period. Family history: she has two aunts with history of breast cancer, father died from MI and mother died from gastric cancer. Period. Go back to past surgical history, includes the following: bunion and bone spur removal, August 2023, oral maxillofacial surgery, next left nostril turbinate removal, next back surgery, discectomy and lumbectomy, next right leg vascular surgery, next growth removal from left side of abdomen, next left eye retina reattachment, and right ovary removal, next lens replacement and cataract removal left eye. In January 2003 had exploratory surgery of the abdomen. She's had also tonsillectomy in 1985. Pure paragraph. Go back to review of symptoms. I mentioned the following: patient has frequent headaches. Patient was taking NSAIDs, namely Aleve, two a day for 6 months for her back pain as well. Denies any chest pain. She does have occasional shortness of breath, occasional heartburn, positive nausea, no vomiting, positive abdominal pain, positive constipation. She goes every 4 to 5 days. She does have urinary frequency, nocturia times one, incomplete bladder emptying positive. She reports near fainting after BM. She reports feeling cold all the time, decreased energy, fatigue, brittle nails and hair, no kidney stone history, positive leg swelling, all other systems reviewed and are negative. Current medications include vitamin B12, EpiPen as needed, estradiol, vaginal estradiol, ferrous fumarate, iron polysaccharide complex, or Integra F, levothyroxine 75 microgram daily, Linzess, loratadine, meloxicam, montelukast, zofran, pentoprazole, spironolactone, tizanidine, and zolpidem. On physical exam of vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils round, reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular vein suspension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted pure paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal as well as 2. No members heard, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackers or wizards, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's one placidium and the lower extremities, right more than left. Skin, no skin rash, not a neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations for the following: from February 2023, sodium 139, potassium 4.1, chloride 103, total CO2 29, BUN 14, creatinine 1.01, serum GFR 70 milliliter per minute. Calcium is 9.4, albumin 4.2, normal liver enzymes. From August 2023, white count is 9.7, hemoglobin 14, platelet count is 294. Period. Last urine analysis from September 2023 was negative, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. Recurrent urinary tract infection. This has been evidenced only on the Microgen DX testing. Patient will be placed on probiotics and cranberry / mannose supplementation to help with that. Main contributor may be related to her severe constipation and vaginal atrophy. Next diagnosis, atrophic vaginitis. Patient will be placed on red clover, continue estrus vaginal cream. Probiotics are going to be added, so it can help with that problem. Next, severe constipation with symptoms of hypothyroidism, despite therapy with T4 levothyroxine. Suspect problem with conversion from T4 to T3. We're going to check thorough thyroid function tests for further recommendations. Next, chronic kidney disease stage 2. Decreased GFR most likely related to NSAID use. Patient was given a list of NSAID to prevent further damage to the kidneys. We're going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies. including serologic workup and quantification of proteinuria. She did have an ultrasound of the kidneys in March of 2023, which showed the following. Normal kidney size, both sides, no kidney stones or cysts or hydronephrosis. She does have suspicion of diffuse hepatic steatosis, period, paragraph. Next, venous insufficiency being seen by vascular surgery. Next, seasonal allergies. Next, patient comes back in another 2 weeks for further recommendations and reporting.